Blog Talk Radio.
Giving glory, honor, and praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is yours truly, Pastor Haven Wilson, and I am coming to you from the Disciples of Christ Global Church Outreach Ministry and through by Blog Talk Radio with Agape Broadcast. You know, this is a blessing. Come into the studio tonight to share the word of God. And so I'd like to touch on a subject tonight that should be most important to all of us. And that is Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You know, for me, that was the most important message that Jesus taught the disciples. When he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. According to John 14:6. You know, according to Jesus, there is only one way to God, personally. And that is through him, Jesus Christ. You know, the early followers of Jesus, they affirmed it, the teaching of Jesus on this issue. That there is salvation in no one else. Oh, yes. And there is no name, no other name under the heaven given among men by which we may be saved. According to Acts chapter 4, verse 12. And the Apostle Paul also noted that he was not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus because it is the power for salvation to everyone that believes. And that is found in Romans 1:16. You see, the gospel, which is the good news of the risen Christ, taught that those who believe in Jesus would receive salvation and be saved from the pits of hell. And they will receive eternal life with God in heaven. Now let me make something clear here. Not everyone will go to heaven when they die. You see, there is no work that anyone can do to earn their way into heaven. I said there is no work that any man or woman can do that can earn their way into heaven. But it is only one path that anyone can have to get into heaven. And that is through Jesus Christ. As the word said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. You see, Ephesians 2:8-9, it explains that our human effort are not good enough for us to reach heaven on our own. But it is through God's grace that we are saved by faith, which is not of our doing, but the gift of God, and not the result of work, so that no one can boast. Yes, you see, if we could lean or could just earn our way to heaven on our own, then we will be able to boast and brag of our accomplishment rather than be thankful to God for his free gift of salvation. You see, in Romans 5:8, it says that God showed his love to us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. Yes, because of his grace and love for us, he brought Jesus from heaven to earth to die and to return to life and to provide the opportunity for us to have eternal life by believing in him. But the most important thing that we can understand salvation is and what it means to follow Jesus. Because you see, every person needs salvation because of their sin. Every last one of them. Amen. Needs salvation. According to Romans chapter 3, verses 23. You see, sin is essential to be going against, essentially going against God. Which means that we are separated from him. And that is to say that our sins lead to only one pathway, and that is to death. As it says in Romans 6:23, that there is nothing we can do to make ourselves good enough to be in relationship with God. As Romans 3:20 tells us, and as it explained to us, for by the work of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight. My God. And in Ephesians 2:1, it describes people prior to salvation as dead in the trespasses and sin. But God, by his intervention, he has made a way for our sins to be forgiven and for us to be saved and to bring us into spiritual life through by Jesus Christ, who is fully God and fully human, lived his perfect life upon the face of this earth and before all men. And he died on the cross as a payment of our sin. He took all the punishment that we deserve, and he laid it upon himself. And he died on that cross. Went into the hearts of the earth and ministered to the soul. And all those that were beneath, they were risen with him. Then he resurrected back to life, proving that he is who he said he is, who he claimed to be, or who he claimed to be. way than he is. And his sacrifice that he made was enough. And he offered forgiveness of sin to all who will put their faith in him. As we know, the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true. And we who are in him know that he is true, the Son of God, that giveth eternal life to all that believe, according to 1 John 5:20. So I ask you tonight, are you ready to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, receive eternal life? If so, you can respond to this simple prayer by saying, "Dear God, I realize that I am a sinner and never could reach heaven on my own deeds, good deeds. And now I know that Jesus is the only one that can save me. So right now, I place my faith in Jesus as God died for my sin. And he rose from the dead to give me eternal life. And so, Heavenly Father, please forgive me for my sin as I repent before thee. With the God of the Son, and dear Lord, help me to live for you for all the rest of my days. And you add my name into the Lamb Book of Life, and I thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Now, if you just prayed that prayer and gave your heart to Jesus, then I would like for you to give me a call at area code 267-216-4917. Like I said, if you prayed that prayer and gave your heart to Jesus and you became a newborn believer, born again believer, I'd like for you to give me a call at 267-216-0917 so we may help you to find a Bible believing fellowship where you can grow and mature in Christ. Praise God. And that is the word tonight. And this is yours truly, Pastor Wolf, saying, "May God bless and keep you," is my prayer. Amen. Amen and amen. I will be right there.
The devil is